Which dropshipping website platform is the best in 2025? Now, if you're thinking of starting a dropshipping business in 2025, this is likely to be one of the questions that you're asking, along with questions like, what product should I sell? The reality is there are plenty of e-commerce and dropshipping platforms out there, and it can be a bit of a confusing choice. So let's simplify that.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
I'm John. I've been in e-commerce for 11 years. I've been dropshipping for 11 years. Played a role in generating over $100 million in e-commerce sales for both myself, my businesses, and my clients' businesses. And I've had a go at pretty much every platform out there that you can use for dropshipping and e-commerce. Before we get into the specific platforms, I want to just like lay some ground rules here for what should you be looking for in a dropshipping website platform. So you're thinking to get into dropshipping, you're evaluating some different options. You've probably heard a few names thrown around. But what do you actually need? Because when you define the rules of what you actually need first, it makes it a lot easier to work out what is actually the right place for you to start. And so let's keep this in mind. When you're getting into dropshipping, most people who do so are doing so with no online experience, very little business experience, no technical experience, i.e. you don't have a background in coding or website development, or the technical side of hosting websites and online platforms. You don't have any of that. In fact, that was how I started. I had never done anything online before, never built a website, never sold products online. I hadn't done any online marketing. And so keeping that in mind as a basic idea kind of starts to rule out some platforms. And then we need to add in a few other things. So the platform needs to be beginner friendly, which means it needs to be easy to understand. There needs to be a good and well-developed knowledge base for the platform, and there needs to be a lot of people out there who you can learn from. So not just the platform themselves, they have to have a good knowledge base and a good education system themselves, but ideally there's other people out there who are also using that platform, who have had success with that platform, who can show you or help you understand how to use it. The platform needs to have day-to-day usability. Now, this is actually a really big and kind of overlooked point. You're going to spend a lot of time in this platform. You're going to do a lot of clicking around, processing orders, building your marketing, building your website. You're going to be in there basically every day, and you want it to be easy to use, intuitive, out of the box, not just for you, but also at some point, you're going to get to the point where you have to hire other people to help you run the business. And so, it needs to be easy for them to pick up and understand so that you can cut down on your training time, cut down on mistakes, help them to be more efficient with their day-to-day. It needs to be well supported, right? So you're unlikely to be a website and technical wizard when you first start your business. You're going to need to use a platform where there is good support because from time to time, you're going to run into issues. You're going to run into things that you don't know how to do. And so ideally, that platform is going to have a good support system in place to help you through those moments. There should be plenty of potential employees out there for you, virtual assistants, customer service reps, salespeople, et cetera, who have some experience using the platform, i.e. it should be a platform that a lot of other people use. Once again, this is a little bit overlooked, but if you can hire somebody who already has significant experience working within the platform that you're using, it's going to be a lot easier for you to onboard them, to get them up and running, to cut down on their mistakes, to cut down on the amount of things that you have to train them in, which you yourself might not be an expert in yet, to get them into a position where they can get the best outcomes for your business in whatever field or role you've hired them for. The platform needs to be marketing friendly. So it should be good for SEO, right? It should have good connections to marketing platforms, paid traffic channels, email marketing platforms, and so on, so that you can, once again, not being an expert in these things. I mean, you're going to be learning marketing while you're growing your business, and you don't want to have to deal with technical headaches, bad connections, or complex setups in order to actually get your products out there so that customers can find them and then buy them. And finally, It needs to be customizable. So in the beginning, when you're first starting out, you actually don't want to be able to do too much customization because you don't really know the right way to customize things. So it's good to start in a position where you have some structure and some things that you can't change. But at the same point, you want something that can be customized relatively easily when you need to, which is going to be as your business grows. You're going to get to know more and more. You're going to want to have more control over things. You're going to want to be able to change things more to suit the specifics of your business. And so we want something that's beginner friendly in the beginning, but has the power to grow with you and become potentially more complex and more customizable. And so when we think of those criteria, we can start to rule out some things pretty quickly, or some options that you've heard of pretty quickly. So what are the options that you could be looking at? And what are the ones that we really need to pay attention to here? And to me, there's three groups of platforms that we can look at building and hosting our dropshipping business on, our dropshipping website, everything like that. There's fringe platforms, which aren't really an option. There's the marketplace options, and then there's the real options. So we're going to knock the fringe platforms off really quickly. There's a whole bunch of platforms out there that do offer e-commerce functionality, but they're not, they either do other things as well, or they're not fully featured enough for us to grow a big, strong business on. And so some examples of these are Wix, Squarespace, Big Cartel, and GoDaddy. So these are probably names that you may have heard of before. And this is not to say that they're bad platforms per se. Some of those platforms, you know, they're good for somebody who, let's say I'm a tattooist and I do some designs on t-shirts every now and then, and I want to have them there for my clients to be able to just go online and purchase. But I don't really have an intention of running a fully fledged e-commerce business, selling nationally and advertising actively through a whole bunch of channels. Some of those platforms would be good for that person, but they're not good for us if we're dropshipping. We're trying to grow, and particularly high-ticket dropshipping, which is the only real way to do dropshipping in 2025. We're a national business. We're going to have lots of customers coming in. We're going to be focused on marketing. A dropshipping business is a marketing business. We need the power to grow. And these sort of platforms, these fringe platforms, they don't really have the power to grow. They're very simple. They lack a lot of features. They're not set up well for marketing. And so they're not really options. They might look cheap and attractive on the outside and really affordable, but they're not truly options that you can build a fully fledged business around, an e-commerce business. So you rule those straight out. They shouldn't even really be under serious consideration for this type of business. Now, the second group that people talk about doing dropshipping on are really marketplaces. So we're talking about things like Amazon, eBay, Etsy, Walmart. And yes, you can sell products that you're dropshipping through those platforms. They do make a lot of things easy, and I'm going to group them together. There is not really a massive difference between any of these things. Yes, they each work a little bit differently, and maybe some focus on selling certain types of products more than others, but they're big e-commerce giants. They provide a marketplace functionality. You can load products on there that you've sourced from somewhere, and customers will find them and they might buy them. And these marketplaces do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. And so if there was going to be an attraction to using these to run a dropshipping business, then that would probably be it. You don't have to build a website. They already have a lot of traffic and they already have a lot of customers coming to them. They're going to do a level of customer service. In some cases, they might handle the returns process for you and things like that. But at the end of the day, those are also the reasons that you don't want to do those things. So if you're dropshipping through Amazon, for example, you don't have a website. Your business doesn't have a website. You don't get your customer data. So you don't really have an asset that's your own. You don't have any say over how it's marketed, really. Like, you can't choose to improve certain things. You can't go out and run certain ads. You're going to do whatever Amazon wants to do with your products, and that's going to be the end of the story. And so while those are platforms that you can certainly sell products through, at the end of the day, you don't really own your own business there. There's no assets. If you're going to go, you're not going to sell an Amazon dropshipping business, right? Because all the person's going to get is a few listings. There's no branding there. And so if you're starting a dropshipping business in 2025, you really want to build your own account that you own, that you have control over, a website that you have control over, where you have full control over the marketing, you have full control over the customer service. And that really helps you to do a lot better. Now, in some cases on our dropshipping stores, we compete directly with Amazon and we beat them for the products that we sell. Now, Amazon is, of course, a massive, massive business. And yes, they dwarf everybody else because they sell so many different things. But it's not hard to do better marketing than Amazon. And it's really not hard to offer better customer service than Amazon. And so when you're selling a more select range of products, that's actually not the best way to go. So I'm going to rule out those marketplaces are not the place where you want to host your dropshipping business. Now, you can still have your own website and sell through eBay or Amazon. That's another question. And I've certainly done a lot of that over the years. So you can still leverage some of the power of those platforms for your dropshipping business, but you don't want that to be the sole focus of your business. And so that brings us to what I would call the real options right now in 2025 for building your dropshipping business on. And there's three of those to me. There's WooCommerce, WordPress / WooCommerce, there's Shopify, and there's BigCommerce.
Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts, probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
These are the real options as far as I'm concerned. And so let's look at each of those. I think they all have things in their favor and things not in their favor. I'm going to start with WordPress / WooCommerce. And most people might call it WooCommerce. WooCommerce is really a plugin for the WordPress platform. Now, I have a site on WordPress with WooCommerce. I'm using it right now. And I'm going to be honest, I really like WordPress. I have for a very long time. And it hosts WordPress itself, like not including just WooCommerce, but WordPress itself hosts about a quarter of the world's websites. And WooCommerce is the biggest e-commerce platform by number of stores that are hosted on it. So there are a lot of people out there using this. And I think it is a good option for a lot of e-commerce businesses. It's very customizable. You can make a WordPress site along with, page builders and things like this look like pretty much whatever you want it to look like. And I think that's one of the biggest pros in its favor here, in the favor of WordPress and WooCommerce from a general perspective, is that you can do a lot with it. It's very powerful. It's pretty good. It's very good for organic traffic. So WordPress, search engines love WordPress, generally speaking. And so if it's set up right, it can be very powerful for organic traffic, which is a massive traffic source for high-ticket dropshipping businesses. But then we get to the downsides. Those are really the pros, is it's powerful, it's big, it's very customizable. It's been around for a long time. So there isn't a lot of knowledge out there about WooCommerce and WordPress, of course. And those are very good things. But what it isn't, it's not beginner friendly. And I want to be really clear about that from the beginning. It's not beginner friendly. You have to think about a lot more. It's not an all-in-one system, right? So you have to set up your own hosting. You then have to connect WordPress to that. You then have to connect WooCommerce to that. You have to connect a whole bunch of other things to WordPress to get that working properly for an e-commerce business. There's a lot of different subscriptions and things you have to pay to do that. You have to have your own hosting subscription. You're going to have a subscription for WooCommerce. You're going to have subscriptions for other plugins that you will need alongside WooCommerce to make it work. And so there's a lot more moving parts here. And it's just not as intuitive out of the box as, say, Shopify or BigCommerce. So keeping in mind that we're talking about dropshipping, we're talking about people who are likely to be playing in the online space for the first time. The learning curve here is the steepest. And so to me, that counts against the fact that it's very customizable, which is what a lot of people will hit on. Oh, but you can create anything. You can make it look the way you want. You get all this control and all the different things you can do. And that's absolutely true. And I absolutely love that as somebody who has a lot of experience building websites and doing things online. But at the same time, that's a double-edged sword for somebody who's new. As I said earlier, when you're new and you're trying to get something up and running the first time, you want to use something that you can't play around with too much because you don't really know what you're doing. And if you've got something where you can customize every little widget, you're going to go round and round in circles for a really long time testing things because you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what it's supposed to look like. You're likely to put up something that customers don't like the look of either. And it's going to take you a really long time to work that out. Whereas if you have a lot of experience, you already know a lot of that stuff and you can kind of get straight to what works. And so the depth of WordPress WooCommerce is actually not a great thing for somebody who's just getting started, but it is a great thing for somebody who's been doing it for a while. And so that's WordPress WooCommerce. The second real option, in my view, is Shopify. I've used Shopify for the last 11 years alongside other things, and it's got a lot of good things going for it, which are different to WordPress WooCommerce. And then it's got some things that I do think count against it. So the first thing is Shopify is hugely beginner friendly. So it's very easy to understand as compared to other tools and other platforms out there. It has a good knowledge base. So Shopify University is usually very simple and to the point advice about how to use the platform. And there are a lot of people out there, probably more than any other platform, I think, who can show you, whether it's on YouTube or in courses, podcasts, wherever it might be, can show you how to use the platform and how to do different things. So it has a very big support base as well. On day-to-day usability, it scores very high for me. So once again, I played around in the back end of these things. And while a lot of these platforms, you can do the same thing. So for example, WooCommerce compared to Shopify, it takes you 3 clicks to do something in WordPress that it would take you 1 click to get to in Shopify. And so the back end of WooCommerce is not as user-friendly as it is on Shopify. And so once again, that adds up, right? Spending 3 clicks to do what you could do in 1 click, it's annoying. It adds time. It adds frustration. And so I think when you're going to be in a place where, as a new entrepreneur, you have a lot of challenges, everything's going to feel challenging in the beginning to a certain extent because you've never done it before. You don't want to compound the effort that you're going to have to put in just because a tool that you must use is not as user-friendly. And so I'm really big on that one. And in that space, I think Shopify is hands down ahead of WordPress WooCommerce. It's very well supported. So while WooCommerce is certainly has the most stores on it, I don't actually believe Shopify is that far behind. There are a lot of people using Shopify. There are a lot of small e-commerce businesses using Shopify, and there are a lot of really big e-commerce businesses using Shopify as well. And so it's well supported. There are a lot of people out there, whether it's developers, virtual assistants, whether it's customer service representatives who have used the Shopify platform. It's well supported. And so that's good. There are a lot of potential employees out there, particularly potential employees who have worked for dropshipping businesses who are also familiar with Shopify. And I think that's probably true of WooCommerce as well. I think there are a lot of people out there who will have experience using it. And so that's a tick for both of them. I think Shopify is fantastic at the beginning, but it can also support growth, right? So it's not as customizable out of the box as WooCommerce, no doubt, and WordPress, no doubt about it. It's just not as customizable, but that's not a bad thing in the beginning. As your business grows, it gets more customizable and you have more options to do things the way you want. If you're running a high-ticket dropshipping business, which is, as I say, and you build your business to about $3 million in annual revenue, which we've had plenty of students who have done, that's about the point where the pricing becomes relevant to think about switching to Shopify Plus, which is kind of like their enterprise level platform where you get a lot more support, you get a lot more customizations and things like that to continue growing your business. There are a lot of 9-figure brands on Shopify. So companies, e-commerce companies that do $100 million plus in sales. And so it's big enough for a dropshipping business to be on it and probably beyond. So it can take you beyond just dropshipping. If you go from dropshipping into, say, private labeling, putting your own brand on products, Shopify can stick with you through that process. And so to me, if comparing WordPress and WooCommerce and Shopify, Shopify is definitely in front for somebody who is starting a dropshipping business. Once again, that might not be the answer for any e-commerce business, but for somebody who is starting a dropshipping business with not a lot of experience and is still learning the ropes, Shopify is definitely beats WooCommerce for my mind. And the third real option, if you needed another option to consider, something like Shopify, similar to Shopify, but not Shopify, because you didn't want to go down the Shopify route for some reason, I would recommend BigCommerce. So BigCommerce is another hosted e-commerce platform, kind of like the similar style, if you like, to Shopify, but it is its own thing, right? And so once again, a lot of the things that you could say are good about Shopify are also good about BigCommerce. I think BigCommerce in recent years has probably pushed their focus a bit more, at least this is what I sense, a little bit more towards the enterprise level e-commerce businesses and a little more away from the people who are just getting started. Now, they do definitely have a product for people who are a smaller business who are just getting started. They have some, you know, interesting billing options as compared to Shopify, particularly on the payment processing fees and things like that. And so I think they are a real option. I think the one area where I've found that they don't quite catch Shopify, once again, for the use case that we're talking about here, for a dropshipper who's just getting started, is I don't think the platform is quite as easy to use on a day-to-day or for a beginner. It's not as well supported. So BigCommerce is not as big of an ecosystem of apps and support options. BigCommerce is not as big on that front as Shopify. On Shopify, there are more apps to help you get things done. There are more developers. There are more themes that you can choose to use. And so I think it's just Shopify is a bit more well supported. Once again, because of that, there are not as many people who are familiar with the BigCommerce platform as there is Shopify. So those pool of potential employees who have experience with the platform is smaller for BigCommerce versus Shopify. And in my experience of using it and trying to do some of the marketing things that we do on the back end, like some of the SEO, we do a lot of SEO coding stuff that's aimed towards improving a site's ability to rank and connections to certain platforms. I haven't found BigCommerce to be quite as easy to do those things as it is on Shopify. So I think BigCommerce to me is very similar. And if for some reason you didn't want to be on Shopify, but you wanted something that's almost going to get you to the same place, or probably will get you to the same place, but not just quite as easily for a beginner, I would say my next thing to look at would be BigCommerce. And so if you're looking to answer that question about what is the best dropshipping platform in 2025 to host your website, to host the back end of your business, I would say Shopify has been for some time and still is the best option out there. So if you want to get started on Shopify, go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/Shopify. You'll grab a free trial there and start playing around with it. You can get a free trial if you're just starting out and you want to get a feel for it. Just go and start playing around there. Have a look at the platform. Have a look at inside the platform. For most of these tools, you can get a free trial. So you can play around with it. See what you personally like better. And if you want to learn how you can start your own high-ticket dropshipping business in 2025 to use to host on Shopify or any of the other platforms that I've mentioned, go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, G-O, and we've got a free training there that will take you through all the first steps in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping business. It's actionable. You can literally start taking those steps today. You can find the products that you could sell, find yourself a niche, and get started on your own dropshipping journey.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.